ngicela uhambe uyofuna umsebenzi.
Uzoyithola kanjani selikhoneni?
Yonke into, impahla, imali.
This adulting thing, hey.
Uhamba imali.
Wuthi nakayithoka chele.
Awuna moto, imali. Kufanele kube nemali phakathi.
Sebenza.
Yabamta nam.
Sebenza.
Welcome to yet another episode of Sebenza Lives Behind the Hustle. It's Tango and I'm riding solo today, but let's not cry any tears. I'm with a great guest and her name is Zizo Chwete. Zizo, how are you today?
Can I be your stand-in? Can I be your sidekick for the
day?
There
you go. I've stolen her from the SABC.
Oops.
Now, for people who are not familiar with any Kanye ads, someone who doesn't listen to Mhlobo Wenene and probably hasn't seen or heard your voice, I'm going to say they're born under a rock, but who is Zizo and how would you best describe yourself?
At this point in my life or when I started my career?
Let's start with her right now. We're going to get, I'm going to dissect Zizo from before and then we get to the now. But who is Zizo right now and what does she do?
Right. So my biggest and most amazing job is being a mama to my baby boy VK. He's three. I take pride and joy in doing that. But on the work front and professional front, I'm a broadcaster in both television and radio. I also work at a marketing agency. We do marketing and activation. So that is a different side of my skill sets most people don't come into contact with. But I'm an overall consistent human being. You'll ask my friends and family, they'll tell you the same thing about me in terms of my characteristics, the kind of person I am and all of that. So in a nutshell, I'd probably say that gives you a high level overview of the way I spend my time.
Let's jump back to Zizo, the youngster with a burning need to get into an industry. What started it? What ignited that fire?
It's so interesting because people have the belief that I wanted to be in media in front of the camera, which was not the case. My intention was always to be a journalist and I was going to study at Rhodes University.
Got the right one on that. Please give us a thumbs up.
Right? But opportunities just showed themselves in a different way. And I came into the space by entering Miss South Africa Teen in 2006, many years ago now. And the thing that drew me to it was the idea of how it is that teenagers were portrayed in a society where I thought, why is it predominantly beauty focused? And even then, a certain sort of Western influence of what beauty is. And I found myself not entirely relating. Being a teenager who also didn't fully know all the answers. But when we saw these girls, they were so poised and perfect. Nothing wrong with that at all. But I just couldn't find something that I could relate to about this person who was supposed to represent all South African teenagers. And so I thought, actually, this might be a good opportunity for me to challenge the status quo, because I would love for every person to feel that there's a part of themselves in this person who's supposed to represent us. And so that's actually how the journey started. And while I was doing my duties, which was a year of community-based projects, I had the opportunity to do a number of different interviews at Your TV. And after my year was completed and I handed over my reign, they called me and said, we think you'd be perfect to work on our platform. And from there, Selima Tinzi called and said, no, we need you on our platform. So and sort of the ball got rolling from that particular opportunity.
What a journey.
Right? What a journey.
Now,
it's been.
What always makes me so curious about pageants is the critique that comes with it as well.
Sure.
Is it still relevant? Is it really a space that's going to bring about a woman who's really going to have control over her career? What is your view now, looking back from pageants then and pageants now? Has there been change? Is it a transformed space? Is it a space that you would recommend people get into?
I definitely believe over the years it has evolved from the typical beauty pageant way of doing things. I mean, even that name, beauty pageant, it's so redundant. It's become more lifestyle programs and leadership programs that I believe have become a lot more effective. So there is structure. I'm not going to say say for all of them, but for many of them, and the most and biggest and well-recognized ones, they've evolved into a leadership program where you actually walk away with tangible skills, whether you are the winner or not. Learning how to communicate, how to market, how to brand yourself, how to get involved in a meaningful way, actually, in community projects, because it's not a, oh, we're collecting this and we're dropping it off.
Yeah.
Are your projects sustainable? Is there measurement in terms of what you were able to achieve from when you first started to when you've since left? How are you contributing positively? So it's not so much me focused, rather than how are you serving the community that you operate in? And so for me, when I look at it like that, there's certainly so much value. I don't see the downside of someone being encouraged to participate in a program like that. Are there negative sides to it? Like there is with everything, of course.
Yeah.
Because the physical element is going to factor into it. But because the system has evolved so much, in my perspective anyway, to accommodate the African context and narrative yet, so you're going to find someone who's got fuller hips, someone is a little shorter, someone's a little taller. Abaphelelanga ekujongeni nje indlela oyiyo from the outside. Bayakholwa nokuvukwana ungumuntu onjani. How do you express yourself? How do you work well with other people? So for me, I would always advocate for a space where your, I suppose it doesn't always have to be a child, depending on the age group of the pageant or the leadership program that they're in, but if you go in with the intention to learn something,
Now you mentioned you're now in marketing, right?
Yes, I work at Dandelion Breeze.
Let's get into that agency. What is it like? And what is Dandelion about?
So in actual fact, how I first got to be a part of the business, they used to book me to MC some of their events. And I thought, no man, there must be, you know, something more I could contribute to, which is often the attitude I have. And, you know, for Mana Ituba in any case, I loved the team of people as well. So the head Dandelion, as we refer to Medina Harvey, who's actually become my mentor over the years, specifically when it comes to business things. And so we service a myriad of clients, right from big banks all the way to brands. So if you're launching, you know, a new alcohol range. So we've done stuff for Brutal Fruit. We've worked for SABC. We've worked for Cell C. We hosted the official FIFA fan park in Polokwane in 2010. So there's a number of different things. So depending on what it is that your business wants to achieve, our core competencies are three things. We're going to be building your brand. We're going to be positioning you for internal marketing. Or we're going to be assisting you in terms of how do you contribute in your corporate citizenship. So there's a number of different ways that we get to the end result, but those are our three core competencies. And I found that my experience in broadcasting, because if you can forecast the problems, you mitigate them in your creation of the solutions. So it's always unconventional ideas that combine the experience of our boss who's been in the business for over 30 years, and of course our innovative ideas as the young entrepreneurs. The structure of the business is amazing in the sense that you have a business within a business. So as Uzi Izo going in to pitch business with Standard Bank, they look at me and go, excuse me, we're going to trust you with X amount of budget.
Yeah.
But you go in as Dandelion Bees, where the experience and the credibility and the credentials are there, but your idea is being presented with this business. They're going to listen. And so those are some of the huge opportunities that we've been able to explore and have fun with in that space. And I love it because it's different. And I get to be someone other than people who have a preconceived idea of who they think Uzizo is. Because probably a lot of them don't even watch TV and they don't listen to radio. And so
under the rock. Well, like I mentioned.
But then I'm going in and it's in a different capacity. I'm a marketing executive in that space.
Yeah.
So I just love the mix of it. I love the energy of it. I love the flow of the young people in one space and just the longevity of it, because you can build a sustainable business. And that's important in our line of work, because so how do I diversify, but how do I also build something as solid that is still within my passion point? So in a nutshell, that's some of the work that Dandelion Breeze does.
Where do you see marketing sort of going in the future, especially in the country? Because it's constantly this idea of it's untransformed, or there's very little ideas, and people aren't really getting things out there in a in a new, fresh way.
Kodwa ngaphandle kwalonto, I'm always one of those who believes don't jump onto the trend for the sake of. Because into eyenziwa ngabanye abantu ingangakusebenzeli wena ngalendlela ucinga iza kusebenzela ngayo. It all starts with knowing who is your customer, how do they communicate. So for example, you'll find brands that speak to a particular group of person who isn't necessarily digitally inclined, who isn't necessarily forward thinking, whatever the archetype might be. Now, if you are speaking to them in a inverted commas language that they don't understand, how are they going to access that information, and better and more, how is it going to be meaningful in their lives? So iqala apho mazi umuntu othetha naye, and then you custom make your solution according to that. So if in this particular example it might have been that you guys then don't spend a bulk of your resources on the digital spend, but you're creating the experiences, but people are walking away with an understanding of what your business, not only what it is, but what it does for them and how it adds value to their life, and now you've got a winning formula. So I think there's always merit in the traditional ways of doing things, because zasebenza ngenxa yokubana ziyasebenza. And then ngegoku manditi on an ice cream, you'd put the sprinkles on. That's the more evolved, digitized, fast-paced, influencer type stuff that, you know, can complement it. But if foundation ngokubona kwam, sizilibala izinto ezisebenzayo, ngakumbi xa usithi you are a business that is for the people, and you're not just after an exchange of the money. And that, I think, is a big part of how we do business. And often we've had to walk away from opportunities because we didn't resonate with the values of what a particular brand wanted to. We will not be in a space where you exploit the people. Because nekama lakho likhona muscular chain of people. So being responsible in how we do business, but also giving the best solutions possible for that particular brand. And so it's hard to answer your question in terms of which direction is marketing going to go overall, because iyaxhomekeka ukubana lo muntu uthetha naye uphi yena ebomini bakhe. Uzamfundisa izinto ezintsha, mhlawumbe umsondeze kule ubufuna aye kuyo, kodwa ungamsusi angaziboni into yokubana usuka phi yena
ngokholwa kwakhe. How willing are they actually?
Absolutely.
Now, what would you say is a need perhaps in that space, in the industry?
I think the need is to go back to being customer focused. Exactly that. Go back to being customer focused. A lot of the insights that we've come across also in the last number of months is people automatically relate eyeballs on content as a conversion. It's not a conversion. So I've put something in your face as utango, but is that going to translate into you actually becoming a loyal customer to whatever it is I'm trying to sell you? Versus if I start off by creating a relationship with you. When I create a relationship with you as my customer, I'm understanding your wants and your needs, and in fact your aspirations. And if I can be a brand that speaks to those three things, I've got a solution going. And that is not always a quick turnaround. But once that person is converted, you've got a lifestyle conversion and a customer for life almost, because, or at least for a certain season of their life, depending on what your business is. Because we are kolelwa kinto oyithengayo umuntu. Xa uyikholelwa thango, and I ask you, hey, ndikhangela into ethile, uthi hayi mani, but mna ndisetyenzelwe yinto ethile. You understand? Ndikuthembile ke ngoku as isihlobo sam. Uyandithengisela, ndingakhange ndiphinde ndibhatale as a business to have that into kanene ngesilungu. Testimonial, there you go. So isebenza kanjalo ngokubona kwami.
No, I love that. How does Zizo's day usually begin? I mean, you mentioned you are a mother. That's the first thing. And I love that was the first thing you mentioned. But how does your day begin and how does it end?
With lots of fighting, because we're getting ready for school. So our son is normally up on a good day, just after 6. But if he's being hectic, it's around 5. And I'm not a very good morning person. But I drop him off at school, so it's getting ready in the morning, making sure I haven't forgotten what he needs to have at school. drop him off at school, we'll go to the office and touch base, we'll have our internal status, figure out where we're at with everything, who's responsible for what, are there any new calls we need to make, are there meetings we need to set up, that kind of thing. Mm. I usually leave them a little earlier because then I've got my other commitments, you know, from the broadcasting side of things. After that, I check into radio between 3 and 6, kumhlobo. And I'm quite strict on this, on the schedule. Mm. And then we do a bit of playtime between 7 and 7.30. So if he wants to play a puzzle or chase ipolayake, whatever it is he wants to do. 7.30, siyathandaza, siyalala. Now then I get back on the laptop because remember I've been out of the office.
Mm.
Following up on emails, checking whatever I needed to do, my responsibilities. Then I got to plan the next day ahead. Then I got to touch base with Ulindiwe. Ulindiwe has been on my team for 12 years. Mm. Literally as long as I've been in entertainment. Have I missed anything? Do we have bookings? Am I available on such and such a day? And then we plot out, you know, what our sort of months look like. And then it's the same thing all over again. I try fit in gym somewhere in the mix of things.
I'm like, this is giving me an anxiety then, this day.
In book club. I love book club. So my best friend, who I've known forever, had this idea that we should have every 6 weeks a sitting down. Whoever hosts the book club will choose. So I'm in the process of preparing for my hosting because I'm hosting on the 30th of June. Then it's making sure I know what points I sort of want to raise. Am I familiar enough with the text? Is everything planned for me to host the girls? So yeah, I fit in some of the things that I like as well in the mix of all of that.
How do you balance? What is the system of making sure that, you know, especially with parenting a child and you're in the spotlight as well, how do you find the balance between all of this, your personal and your professional?
I'll tell you for free that our son comes first above everything else.
Mm.
If there's something I need to cancel, if there's something I need to move around, his schedule gets plugged in first and everything else works around it.
Mm.
So if you're trying to make plans with me on Sunday, you got to know that at a certain time I've got swimming with this little guy and that's not going to change. Yabona izinto ezinjalo. Yabaluleka kumi into kubana makabe ngumuntu owokuqala kwizinto zonke sizenzayo. Just because I've always wanted to be a mom and I always wanted to be a present mom.
Mm.
But with that, he needs to also see mom pushing her dreams and dad pushing his dreams so he knows what it looks like for himself when he gets to that point. Learning to say no, because seeing a tendency to overextend ourselves. And you're not good to anybody if you're exhausted. That's, you know, my view on it. There are times where, yes, you have to push for a certain period of time because all these things need to be done. But learn to prioritize. Be extremely selfish with your energy. The reason I'm saying that is because energy is transferred. And if you are around a space of people who are negative, I am not trying to be a part of that. And so if I pick it up, immediately I'm going, that's not an energy I want to vibrate with.
Yeah,
so no thank you. And that can even be a business thing. It can be a professional, you know, it can be a personal, whichever way it manifests itself. I'm extremely protective over my energy because that brings itself into my family life as well. And I'm not trying to have that be a situation at all because it's important to me to be able to enjoy the things that I want to enjoy in my life. And I don't have to have someone who's got a negative energy around me. I would be choosing to bring that into my
space. I love how you protect your space that way. How does one get to that point, though, where I can go, I can say no? Because I think a lot of people are quite timid, especially now in the era that we're living in, where you have to say yes to so much. Yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
Yes, I can pile me up with more responsibilities. I can make it in this industry.
Yeah.
How do you get to a point where you can prioritize self?
Okay, first of all, I think iqala ngozazi. Self-awareness is the most important thing.
Mm.
Because not everything that you do, one, is a priority or is a value item on your list of things, or is something that you're good at, or is something that you want to be doing.
Mm.
So you got to assess in the different categories. Okay, I've only got X amount of time in a day. What of these is in line with my priorities, with my values, with my dreams and my goals for myself? And then you slot it in accordingly. And those things that are ranking at the bottom, you figure out, is this something that goes in the red box? Red box is we can cut it out. Orange box is we can do some of it, but not too much of it.
Mm.
And green box is everything that's aligned with what you'd like to achieve in your life. And just because you get an opportunity to do something doesn't mean you have to do it. So, I've been approached many times to act. Tango, and kwazo actor tango, and ifuno actor tango. There's no desire for me to be in that space.
Mm.
And so, in my mind, to take that opportunity when I know how I feel about it, is taking that away from someone who wakes up every day saying, "I want an opportunity to do that." Do you understand?
Mm.
So funeka ndizazi and be mature about the things that I would like to do and the things that I know I've got no business doing this thing. And that's self-imposed, not that somebody told me that I'm not interested in that or I don't want to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. The self-awareness part is the cornerstone of it. Now, when you speak to me about how do we help people improve themselves, whether just in their personal capacities, whether in their businesses, whether in what they'd like to achieve for themselves as they go, I'm right there. If I need to be available 24 hours, I'm going to say I just need X amount of hours for my kid and my family. The rest of the time, I'm there and I can commit myself all the way. So, funekuzazi, don't be childish and just try and be everywhere and everything to everyone. You're not serving people when you're not vibrating at your highest possible frequency. And we're not all designed to do everything. And that's okay. Ndiyakwazi ukuthi ayilo thuba lam eli. Ndiyabulela kakhulu ukubana niye nandicinga. Kodwa mhlambi ingangomnye umntu onoyenza into ethile.
That's humble self-awareness almost.
But this also comes then with mentors.
Mm.
I'm a huge believer in the system if it's done properly. So nditata abantu who have more life experience than me and engage with them. What worked about your life? What didn't work about your life? What would you have changed? What would you have done differently? This is where I'm at. This is what I'm trying to balance, blah, blah, blah. Then you figure out life is not long enough for all of us to make the same mistakes.
Mm.
So every time I meet someone new, I want to get information from them that's not written in a book somewhere, that I couldn't possibly fabricate because this person has experienced it because of the unique combination of the elements that have influenced them.
Mm.
I'm always learning. The only time I'm not learning is if I'm sleeping. And even then, I'm recharging so I can be ready to learn. So I didn't get to this level of understanding of who I am by myself in isolation.
Mm.
It's a combination of people who I've carefully curated to be in my space so that they can help me become the version of myself that I want to be. But it takes hard work because ultimately the responsibility is on me. Umuntu angacebisa thango athi, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 could work. But if when you take ndifuna qala ngo 7,
then that's where you go.
So yeah, it's incredibly hard work to be self-aware because you are evolving. As the world changes, as time passes, you're evolving and you want to constant, or in my case at least, I always constantly want to assess, am I as updated as I want to be in the version of Uzizo that I would like to live life with? Because I'm the longest relationship I'm going to have.
Hmm.
The one I have with me, right?
That I love. That's my takeaway from this.
Yes.
But what can people expect from you in the near future?
Oh my gosh. It's so difficult to say because I'm not actively pursuing any projects that are in people's eyes, if I can put it that way. I suppose it's more a personal thing. I've been trying to run away from it.
Mm.
I want to say it's a ministry of sorts, but I'm using the word very loosely.
Okay.
There's just a level that God communicates with me at that I didn't think would be one of my giftings.
Mm.
But I've come to realize that it is. So I'm wrapping my mind around what does that look like for me? Because I know how other people do it. I know the kind of people I tap into for spiritual guidance as well. So I'm just wrapping my mind around that. And probably that's going to be something that's different that I will slowly start to introduce once I've figured out what that looks like. Because once you get put in a space where you impact people's lives, you want to be responsible around how you do that. Mm. I'm not just going to develop the thing and then say, because it's people's lives. that are involved, and you don't want to be irresponsible in how you advise, in how you share, in how you leave people feeling, in fact. And so the broadcasting will definitely continue. I have a huge passion for that. The agency will definitely continue. I have a huge passion for that. This third element now is the one that I'm still wrapping my mind around and figuring out, what does this package look like?
I love it.
Yeah.
Zizo, I am taking so much away from this conversation.
Thank you so much
for joining us.
And you know what? You created the right atmosphere for me to relax. So,
that's what we do here.
You are keeping me. I'm going to be your sidekick for life.
We're going to call Zizo's people for this. We're going to definitely make it happen. Thank you so much again, Zizo.
Nkosi kakhulu for putting a clash on.
Good day.